and welcome to the Member Solutions Consulting teleseminar on four fabulous Mother's Day promotions. I'm Kathy Marler, Director of Consulting, and I wanted to share some ideas with everybody today on things that you can do for Mother's Day that's coming up May 10th. The first thing I wanted to go over, if you're listening to this webcast live, you already know where you can get the Mother's Day report, but if you're listening to this a little bit later in our archive, then April 15th, we sent out a weekly solutions email, and in that email there was a link to get a free Mother's Day report that has a lot of the information I'm going to cover within it. So that might be something you want to get. If you can't find it, just email consulting@membersolutions.com and ask for it, and I'll send that to you. But the first thing I want to go over for Mother's Day promotions is the pretty obvious one, and that's to sell gift certificates and to use a promotional flyer to promote it. Now, you can sell the gift certificates to both the general public as well as to your current students if you'd like. One of the things we did before we created the promotional flyer for the Mother's Day gift certificates is we tapped into a little bit of current research. And we used a source called MarketingVox or MarketingVox.com. They had a survey that they did from last year that was posted, and the survey asked over 8,000 consumers, you know, different questions about their spending habits for Mother's Day. And a couple of things that I thought was pretty interesting was that they're estimating that $3 billion are spent every year on special dinners and brunch for moms. The next most item that was spent, or the next biggest gift, you could say, that was given the moms, people spend about $2 billion a year on flowers. And then the third ranked gift was about $1.6 billion spent on gift cards and gift certificates. So taking the top three, gift certificates is number three. So that is something that people do typically spend money on as gifts for their moms. So that's one of the reasons we have a gift certificate promotion going for Mother's Day. Another thing that we really looked at, too, is the age group of who spends how much money. In this particular study, it showed that adults that are ages 18 to 24 spend about $170.71 on average. They spend more than any other age group, and it's probably because they have multiple women to shop for. You know, they might have wives or mothers, grandmothers, sisters that they're buying for. The next most popular group, as far as spending the most money, would be the 25 to 34-year-old group. They spend about $153.17. And then the next group, of course, is the 35 to 44-year-olds. So when we designed our flyer, besides promoting gift certificates, we also came up with a theme that would appeal more to those target age groups. You know, it's called target marketing, right? So that's what we did. In addition, in the ad copy, if you want to take a look at the ad and you're in front of your computer or you want to listen to this and do it later, you can click the link that's online that says Online Print Solution to view ads. And if you don't have an account, you can make one pretty quickly later on. But if you just log into the Print Solution, if you are not on the call on the web, you just go to membersolutions.com and in the login area, select the one that says Direct Print Marketing, and you can get there. But you just log in there, and you'll be able to scroll down halfway on the page, and you'll be able to see the actual Mother's Day ad. Now, you'll see a smaller version in the report that I directed you to, the Get Mother's Day Report link. But on this Mother's Day ad, some of the copy, the very first portion of it, talks about the gift. You know, it talks about, you know, why not get your mother something more thoughtful than just dinner or flowers? Not saying that dinner or flowers are bad gifts, but basically we're saying, you know, something that lasts longer, that goes deeper, you know, that will help enhance her inner and her outer beauty at the same time. Because, you know, let's face it, flowers die and dinner's gone. And then after that, you really don't have a lot to work with. So knowing that the majority of the money is spent on special dinners, brunch, flowers, before gift certificates, that's why that type of copy was tied into the ad. So I just want to kind of go over that a little bit. I know this is a Mother's Day promotions event, but to also help you think about how to target market a little bit better by bringing some of these things up. If you are on the Print Solution and you are looking at the Mother's Day ad, you'll notice on the left-hand side you can customize it. There's an area where you just click and you type in your school name, phone number, website. There's a button where you can upload your logo so it'll drop it right in the ad for you. And then you can change the offer. Now, the particular offer we have put on this that you can edit, it says right now when you purchase our one-month Mother's Day membership, you'll get an additional two-week membership absolutely free. So that's the big hook in this ad. So, you know, with everybody so conscious about how much money they're spending, we thought it would be a nice idea to, if somebody buys a Mother's Day gift certificate, let's say they spend $100, why not give them a two-week gift certificate worth $49 that they can use for themselves or that they can give to somebody else. It's up to them. You might get an extra student out of it, and, of course, that would be a really great thing. So that is how simple it is to customize your flyer that's found on the print solution. If you are in the print solution, too, and even if you're not, I'll just let you know what's there so you know for future reference. There are two different gift certificates. The ones that tie in with this ad are also located on the print solution. So on that same page, once you've logged in, and you scroll down a little bit to the featured products, you'll see Mother's Day Gift Certificate 1-month version and Mother's Day Gift Certificate 2-week version. So if you were to take a look at that right now, if possible, or later, you'll see that the gift certificate is generic enough to where if you're not teaching martial arts, you can still use it for Mother's Day if you choose to. So if the flyer isn't something you would use in your membership-based program, you know, you could use this certificate because there's nothing on it that shows martial arts specifically. It's just Mother's Day fruit feed up for you. So if you teach dance, gymnastics, music, art, anything else that's membership-based, you could certainly sell these for someone's mom. And same thing, you'll see that you can customize school name, again, phone number, website, upload your logo. The coupon heading can be edited. Right now it says Mother's Day 1-month membership. You can change that if you want, which means you could actually probably change that to Happy Birthday if you wanted to switch this around and use it for something completely different. The way it looks would probably work for birthdays. The offer details, you can type in whatever offer details you like, and the offer value. So let's say you don't want to sell a 1-month certificate for $100, but you want to sell a 1-week certificate for $20. Well, how about it? You can change it, save it, and you can order them while you're right there. If you just scroll down a little further, it'll tell you how much it costs for the quantity that you want. You'll pay a little bit more by using the print solution than you would if you took something that was completely done, camera ready, and ran to Kinko's with it, but you're paying a little bit more for the convenience of just typing in your stuff real quick, uploading your logo, and being done with it. So it's quite a time saver. I'm not going to go into how to customize the other gift certificate because it's the same. It's really the same as what we just went over. So with that in mind, you could, again, sell the gift certificates or to the students if you want to as well, customize the flyers to promote it, you know, have the gift certificates, buy one, get one free. If you don't like that, you can change the offer, make your own flyer, and do something different with it. But that's a really great way to generate some income. What I really like is doing the math. You know, if just one person redeems the gift certificate and enrolls in 1 6-month program that you charge $100 a month for, well, that's $600. So let's say you spent $75, you know, on some gift certificates, and you stand to make $600 if you can only get one person to redeem it and actually enroll in your studio. That's pretty cool. That's a really great return on your investment. And chances are, I mean, you know, if you sell 10 gift certificates, I would think you should convert at minimum at least 50% of those, and probably 80% of those if everybody uses them in the first place. So you have a really good chance of making more than my little example that I just gave you. So that's something that you can do. Another thing you could do if you choose to is you could give away those gift certificates for free. I would leave a price amount on them if you do that. You may choose to give each one of your students one gift certificate to give some mom that they know that is of an age that would like to take the programs. So, you know, if you're not offering Tai Chi or something for people and their seniors, you know, suggest instead of giving it to grandma, you know, that they give it to somebody, their mom's friend or their dad's friend, you know, that is a little bit younger, or they give it to a brother or sister that, you know, is an adult. They can also, you know, give it to other family members as well, but just tell them to go find a mom and give it to them And again, if you leave the $100 value on it, it makes it look like they paid for it potentially. And the perception is that it's more valuable than something that just says free membership. So keep that in mind. That's something you can certainly do as well. Let's move on to the next promotion. Now, you can give small gifts to your students' moms. And, you know, depending on your budget, if you have one, you may not have a budget, we'll cover that too. But depending on your budget, it can be something as very basic and simple as a carnation, which is roses, or it can be a rose. You know, you may bring in a couple dozen to about 100, however many moms you usually have in the school or how many kids come through there in a night, or even your other students that are moms. You know, you may want to have just a big vase full of carnations where everybody who's a mom gets one. If you have a little bit of a bigger budget, roses are nicer. You know, they are more expensive, and I'm sure in your area they'll jack the price up on near Mother's Day. Mother's Day is on a Sunday, so you'll want to do that the week before Mother's Day. Another gift that you could give would be a school gift certificate like we just discussed. You could also really do the moms a favor by giving them a free pass to a parent's night out. What mom wouldn't want a night free, you know, of kids to be able to go have a date night or just to relax by yourself? So that would be another nice small gift that you could give to all the moms in your school. You know, if you don't have the budget to spend any money at all, think of other ways that you can honor the moms. It could be something like having your preschool kids take out crayons for 5 minutes in the middle of their class and draw a picture of their favorite picture of their mom. You know, what's the favorite thing that their mom does with them? And draw that and give it to her to show appreciation. So it doesn't have to be something that costs a lot of money, but just give it some thought. We moms love stuff that, you know, is thoughtful and random. We love it. We like to be surprised. Something is very simple that you could do super easily if you don't even want to pull out the crayons and the construction paper is just simply turn to the studio audience there and ask everyone, you know, if you're a mom, could you please stand up? And then just have the class as military as you like, bow, face the moms, ready, go, and just give them a standing ovation and thank them for all that they do. Or you could have the kids walk up to their mom and tell them, I want you to thank your mom for 3 things that she does that you're really appreciative for. And just little acts of kindness like that go such a long way to retention and just making people feel appreciated. So you don't have to have a lot of money, but it's nice to honor and give the students' moms some small gifts that they'll appreciate, whether it's a rose, a gift certificate, a parents' night out pass, some homage, anything like that goes a long way. Let's move on to the next one. The next idea is to have a Mother's Day essay contest. Now, this could be a lot of fun. You could involve your junior students in this, and believe it or not, you know, you might ask your adult students that have local parents if they want to do it too. Let them try, you know, create some extra divisions. You never know. But you sponsor an in-house essay contest, and you can just ask your students to write a paper on what makes their mom so special. Or it could be what I mentioned a moment ago, you know, 3 things that I appreciate the most about my mom. That could be written down. Just something that's basic and easy. Now, in the paper I've given you, it says just ask them to write at least 25 words. The reason I put 25 words as the minimum, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, is because you might have your first and second graders. And for them, writing 25 words is, you know, that's like 4 paragraphs to them. So, you know, you can adjust the word count however you like and even make it more of a life lesson if you want. But, you know, you might ask, just write 25, 50 words on why their mom is special. And it's great writing practice, so, you know, it's not a bad thing whatsoever. Who can object to that? You may ask them to do it outside of class and bring it in. Or you may ask them to, bring it in and turn it in because you're going to have a little contest going on. So you'll want to do this maybe 2 weeks, start promoting that maybe 2 weeks before Mother's Day. So the beginning of May is a really good time to do that, even up to a week before. But they need to go home, do the paper, and come back and bring it the very next class so they can enter it into the contest. Now, once they've entered it into the contest, you know, you can make a decision on how you're going to judge them. Read them all through. Do you have just a first place? Do you have first, second, third? Do you have the top 6? However you like to do it, and give some type of prizes. you know, again, you could use the good old one-month free gift certificate, and maybe each one of those mothers whose child had their essay selected as the top three or the top six, maybe they all get gift certificates if you haven't already given that as prizes. You know, maybe you'll post the kids' names, you know, in the top six, and maybe list everybody's name who thanked their mom and entered the essay contest on a big poster for everybody to see so they get some more recognition. But, you know, when you finish and you've decided who the winners are, make sure you have enough time to give everybody their essays back so that they can give those to their moms on Mother's Day to show appreciation. So that's just another way that you can honor the moms in your school that doesn't really cost you anything other than a few little prizes or some gift certificates that you probably already have anyway. That goes a really long way, and you might get some new students out of it once again. So great for retention and great for getting more students. We like that. Another promotion that you can do is you can host a free seminar or a class. Now, you can do that just to your moms, but I would go for the whole community. Why not? You know, why not invite all the moms in for, say, a free self-defense class or a free yoga class, a free kickboxing class, a free music class, you know, a free art class, whatever it is that you teach at your facility, why not? You can create a special flyer, or you can create just a nice little small postcard-sized invitation to give all of your students, to give all the moms that they know, to invite them as well. If you're doing this free, there's a really good chance that you'll be able to get a nice little clip in the newspaper to promote it, or some of the news stations might post it on their online websites under events. So if you get on the ball on this one, you can get a lot of good PR out of this. But by hosting that free event and inviting the entire community, you know, you're going to be offering a nice service. You're going to be showing that you pay respect to the moms in the community, and you may get new students out of it. So what I would suggest is if you do this type of event, also place the details of your event on your website, on your voicemail. If you have a storefront window, get something up where walk-by traffic can see that and people coming in know about it. Anywhere else that you want to advertise it. You know, if you do meetups, you know, if you have a meetups membership online, you could post it there. If your business has Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, etc., and you've got all your students opted in, you could, you know, post the event and ask them to email their entire list that, you know, the martial arts school or the music school that they go to, the facility that they go to is having this Moms Appreciation Day, and there's limited space available, and here's how you find out about it. It's RSVP. So that could help you get quite a few people into your free seminar or class. Now, when you do free seminar or class, it only has, you know, you can make it just an hour long. If you want to make it a little bit longer, you could. In addition to that, you might want to have a little bit of food and beverage so that people will stick around, and that gives you more of a chance to talk to them about your programs or to try to, you know, entice them into enrolling in short-term memberships. Or if you want to give them a gift certificate that they can redeem that night only, you could certainly do that as well. But when you put out the marketing pieces or the PR pieces on the event, make sure you say that there's a limited number of spaces. If you know you only have room for 50, it's okay to say that. There's limited space available, first 50, you know, RSVP necessary. And have them either contact the school, leave their name, number, and say how many people they have coming and how they heard about it. You know, they could, if it's on your website, you could have a click-through so they could email it to you. But even better than that, you could use an online registration form. If you're on the webcast right now listening, you could click the link that says, I've got so many links for so many different things. I was thinking I had an event manager online registration for the event loaded up. It's actually the gift certificate purchase online. But the same software that we have, Event Manager, we already have templates done for a lot of different events, including things like open houses or seminars, special events. And basically all you do is you put a link in your email or in your flyers or on your website, and people click the link to register, and it would open up to your registration page, and they would fill out all their information for you. on, like, let's say you're doing a women's self-defense seminar for free. They'd fill all that information out, their email address. It's free. There's nothing to pay. That's fine. And they click register. You can set up a confirmation email that they get that tells them, yay, you're registered for this, you know. This is the time you should be there, you know, whatever your details are. They'll have that. But best of all, you have all their information before they even show up. So if they don't show up, you've got that information to continue to market to them until they become students or tell you to go away. I'm sure they wouldn't do that. To invite them to other future events, to send them special offers via email, and things like that. So it's a really seamless, quick way of capturing all your information that you're going to need from people that are going to be coming to this event. So I highly recommend checking it out. And we have a free trial available if you go to membersolutions.com and you look at our products that are online. Just look for the event manager link, and there's like a self-sign-up for a free 30 days, which is really cool. And if you have events that you charge money for, you can also use event manager to bill it. It bills right through. It goes right to your account. But anyway, so host a free event or seminar or class to honor the moms in your community. It's a great way to get great PR once again and do something special and also get a lot of leads, So take that under consideration. Now, this seminar is supposed to be about four fabulous Mother's Day ideas, but I want to touch base on just one more. And then if you guys have any questions, I'll certainly open up the floor for Q&A. The fifth one is, you know, a lot of times we do things like bring your parents to class day or buddy days, but you could do this the week of Mother's Day. Bring your mom, or it could be mom, it could be grandma, it could be aunt, you know, sister-in-law, whoever, but bring a mom to class day the week prior to Mother's Day. So, you know, the week 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th of May, right in there. You could have that the whole week, or you could have it a couple of days during the week. But it's not so much important that you have the day, but it's what goes on during the day. And I just want to give you a couple of ideas of what I used to do when I used to have parents come in to bring your mom or bring your dad or bring your parents day at my school way back when. One of the things we did is when they first came in, or when we were promoting it, we let them know, do not worry, we're not going to do anything to embarrass you. The class is not going to be so hard that you cannot keep up. It's going to be a blast. And actually, we're going to put your kids to work a lot more than you. So you have nothing to worry about at all. This is going to be a blast. Just wear something comfy. We're going to have fun. And that in itself could make people feel comfortable enough to where they will attend, whereas they may not tell you what their fear is. And I tell you right now, their fear is, oh, my God, don't make me look bad. I've seen my kid do jump kicks, push-ups, sit-ups, you know, or draw fabulously, you know, whatever it was, that whatever it is that you teach, they may have seen somebody do that on a much more advanced level than they can see themselves. And that scares them. So just make sure you promote it that way. We're not going to do anything bad to you guys. You know, you're going to have a blast, and it's going to be a great bonding experience for you and your child. Okay, so once that is out of the way and you've got people coming in, I would recommend just doing like a little 10-minute introductory lesson with everybody together. If you're teaching martial arts or kickboxing, you can certainly have the kids stand in front of their moms and be the role models or the examples. So as you're teaching them a tension position or what the bow is for or a protective guarded stance, maybe one punch and one kick, one easy kick like a front kick that's done very low, that doesn't take a lot of work. While you're doing that little introductory lesson, you know, let the kids be the big wigs and stand in front and show how to do it. And you can say things like, okay, kids, let's show your moms how to do this in slow motion. Ready, jab, punch, slow, turn the fist over and back. Now, moms, you're going to do it just like your kids. Ready? So what you're doing there is you're making the kids feel really, really proud to be leading their parents. And, you know, plus the parents are feeling a little bit better because, you know, they have somebody to follow and they have something visual to look at while they're trying to do it. So you have the kids do it with the moms. And just do a little 10-minute introductory program. The next thing you could do is you could have the kids hold something for the parents to hit. Now, seeing as how some kids might be 50 pounds and the parents might be 150 pounds, you know, we have to keep safety in mind. So what is a great idea is if you already use x-ray paper in your classes for the kids to hit, or you might use just, 8.5 by 11 recycled paper. Or another thing you can use is a pool noodle. You know those like styrofoam noodles that you float in the swimming pool? You can cut those in half and actually use them for targets. But what we're looking for is we're looking for something that a smaller kid can hold for an adult without getting creamed. Okay, or airmailed. So we're keeping safety in mind, because it wouldn't be good for mom to give, you know, the son an accidental black eye or whatever. So you want to use something like x-ray paper, just a sheet of paper, or pool noodles, or even the handheld targets that are like paddles that are pretty easy for kids to hold. You know, just something that's lightweight that's going to be easy for them to hold without getting hurt. And then you can have the mom just try some slow motion punches on the whatever the target is of your choice. You know, have them hold it down low. Do a few kicks. Just do two or three on each side, though. You don't want to wear them out too much, especially if they're not in good shape, and discourage them. But encourage the kid to communicate and act as the life coach, you know, or the support coach. Have them say in an encouraging fashion, teach them to be leaders during this class. You know, oh, mom, that's a good try. Now get those hands a little higher. Great job, mom. So teach the concept of PCP, the praise, correct praise, and get the kids looking for the good, doing a small correction and giving another good correction. So you're teaching them very positively how to be supportive and how to coach somebody to success. And you'd be surprised, the kids, some of the kids are going to be inclined to go, oh my gosh, you know, or roll their eyes, and teach them why that's not a great thing to do if they aspire to help other people or be teachers or be great role models in society. So you've got the introductory, you've got a little bit of interaction back and forth. Now, then you can switch places and let the moms hold the shields for the kids, and they can try to do some coaching. So what you've done now is you've already modeled how coaching should be done, by teaching the child how to coach the parent, and now you're teaching the parent how to coach the kid. So hopefully, if you hear any negatives coming out of the parent's mouth, you go, oh, remember when your son or your daughter was just coaching you? Remember how I told them how important it was that they don't overcorrect you and criticize you, and they just, you know, they give you one little thing to practice and they state it in the positive? Now, I need you to do that with him too, because otherwise he won't want to practice in front of you. See that? Okay, great. And move on. So now you're making it an educational experience for the parent as well, which is, of course, a really great thing. Now, my very favorite part of bring your mom or bring your dad to class was always a role play reversal. And I thought this was awesome because, you know, we know our students behave one way in front of us, and they don't always behave the same way at home and at school. So what we would do is just a quick little role reversal where we would ask the parents to pretend they're the kid at home. And we wanted the parents to think about, you know, some behavior that may not be as perfect as they would like it to be that the child has exhibited at home. And we told the child, we want you to pretend that you're your mom or dad talking to you at home. And what's going to happen is your mom or dad is going to give you a little bit of a hard time when you ask them to do something. So we're going to ask you to ask your parent to do something that they might really ask you, like clean your room, or you know, maybe it's time to stop playing, you know, video games and go to martial arts class, or maybe it's time to clean out the hamster's cage, whatever. So we want the kids to think about one thing that their parents ask them to do that they're not really fond of. And then we want to ask the parents once again, think about how when the child asks you to do something, think about how the response is that you get, and we want you to behave just like your child, and we want you to have a dialogue back and forth of what really might go on at home. And then we go back to the kids, and we tell the kids, now listen, if your parents give you a hard time, we want you to try to figure out, if you were a parent, how would you solve that? And you can't hit them, by the way. So that's not an option. If that happens in your house, that's not an option today. So you have to think of a positive way to correct them or to correct the behavior and keep your cool. So good luck, everybody. And what happens is just a hoot. You really get this really interesting insight. The parents end up whining, complaining, rolling their eyes, and the kids, many times, you know, will say things like, young man, you need to go to your room, or they'll just look at you stumped like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. They're not doing what I say. Now what do I do? So it gives you an opportunity as an instructor to step in and say, well, What did you tell him is going to happen? Oh, okay. Set a limit. Okay, well, if you don't put that down now like I've already asked you to, then I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go to timeout for 5 minutes. And then you tell the child, well, if they don't do it, you send them to timeout. That's it. There's, you know, consequences for your actions. So anyhow, it's a huge life lesson, and it's just so much fun. Everybody has a blast. So, you know, that's the structure of the class. The last thing we usually do is a couple of really fun drills with the parents and the kids. You know, it might be, you know, some very light calisthenics. We're talking about, you know, maybe the parents holding the kid's feet and counting 10 sit-ups. You know, maybe the kid doing 10 kicks in the air and the parent's counting it. You know, maybe the parent doing 5 jumping jacks where the kid counts it. But we keep it really easy and really fun. It's just such a blast. So your fifth fabulous Mother's Day promotion is to host a Bring Your Mom to Class, do a little 10-minute intro, use the kids as the big wigs and the examples, have the parents hold, show them how to hold properly, but use things like x-ray paper, pool noodles, or just regular paper so they don't get injured. Switch roles. Let the kids hold for the parents and give them some coaching. As you coach, praise, correct, praise, and teach both the parents and the kids how to communicate effectively and coach using positive reinforcement. And then have a little role reversal so they can see how it feels to be in each other's shoes. And then last but not least, let them have some more fun together by doing some light and fun calisthenics. So, wow, we've covered a lot in this amount of time. Before I just kind of recap all of the things that we just went over briefly, I want to find out if anybody has any questions. If you have any questions online, please let me know. Right now I do have the phone lines open. If there's anybody on the phone line that would like to ask a question, love to hear it. Is there anybody on the phone that would like to ask a question? Okay. Well, then let me go ahead and recap just a bit of the promotions that we just went over. So the first one, of course, was to promote the sale of gift certificates with a buy 1 month gift certificate for your mom, get the second gift certificate for a 2-week session for free. You know, again, you can also use the gift certificates that you print up, even if they say they cost $100 on them, to give away to your students to give to their family members as well to try to get more people in. The second thing was to give small gifts to your students' moms. And again, that could have been a carnation, a rose, a flower by another name, a gift certificate, a pass to parents' night out, just having them stand up and giving them a round of applause, having their kids go up to them and tell them 3 reasons they're thankful they're their mom. Anything like that can be done. The next thing was to have a Mother's Day essay contest that you can sponsor. And it's a nice writing exercise. You can have the kids draw pictures too if you want. You can give away prizes, but you've got to do it in enough time where you can give back the essays so that they can give them to their moms in time for Mother's Day. The fourth thing was the free seminar or class, like hosting for the public and the community, free self-defense, kickboxing, fitness, yoga, anything that you think may be of interest to the moms in your community. And to make sure you take advantage of all the different places you can get the word out on that free event via your website, your voicemail, your storefront window, printing up invitations to give to your students to pass out. If you've got your Facebook, your Twitter, and your MySpace and other social networking sites set up for your business, be sure that you get the word out to your entire list and then ask your entire list of friends to send that to their entire list of friends. So it's a big, big viral marketing push on that free seminar. Don't forget, make sure everybody knows there's limited space available and they must RSVP to attend. Better yet, if you can, offer online registration through Event Manager. You know, the form's already pretty much created for this type of an event. You just customize it or we can help you with that. But if you can send them online and let them register 24/7, fill out all the info you need, you'll be able to market to them before, during, and after the event. And it'll save you just a ton of time on trying to track who's coming, what their phone number was, what was their email address, and typing it into a computer later on. Big time saver. The fifth thing was bring the moms to class day, and we just went over that extensively on what to do. So if you have any questions about any of the things that I talked about today or anything to do with Mother's Day, how to access the online print solution, you know, how to customize gift certificates, you still need a copy of the Mother's Day report that was in the April 15th weekly solutions e-news that you should have received, feel free to email consulting@membersolutions.com. And if you're talking to your client services representative, they can also help you. I'm Kathy Marler, Director of Consulting with Member Solutions. Thank you so much for attending today's seminar. Everybody have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.